the whole battle.
SPI2TAGE. Y'all motherfuckers get it right, Wayne Avery.
Nigga, you wouldn't squeeze ketchup on Frank's.
My old head still got the knob TV with the closet hanger.
Let alone spread mayonnaise on bread.
Like a fishbowl in a fish tank.
Money like honey, I'm fly like I'm a bumblebee.
Use a weed head.
Vaseline, this nigga, he act a asshole.
Uppercut to your face, get the grease, cause I leak jolts.
Suave like dandruff shampoo.
Don't make me get something done to you.
And never caught a body, you as bird as mama's fried.
Maybach, something soulful, Carl Thomas.
You not even the monkey, flunky.
I do it face to face, I don't phone text, I mean that.
You the type to get nauseous off eggs.
And when I got there, she was like, yeah. So I said to him, you better get that spoon out of your ass. Hey, man, we finna do this?
We finna do this, man. Talented Minds Podcast, episode 20. We've made it to our 20th episode.
The big wet dub.
The big baby. Dub, man. We straight really, really appreciate y'all for straight tuning in all these weeks, man. All these different episodes, watching us, you know, go through these trials and tribulations.
You know, the ups and downs. If it's your first time tuning in,
like, comment, subscribe.
Sure.
Keep sharing. Keep telling your peoples, dog. Straight up, dog.
Me.
Somebody gotta love us, you heard?
And we know you all do.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you should run by on what we do real quick, yo.
Man, let's run it by, man. So we just like to bring y'all
The real deal.
The top. We give y'all good info, man. You know, we just gather a lot of things from what we just see going around in the world and shit. Rather it be entertainment, rather it just be real life stuff that's
music,
going on.
Tech.
Music, tech.
Hey, yo, we talk
politics. What else, bro?
Hey, man, y'all, we listen to y'all. So if you got any ideas, man, just run them by us.
Yeah, run them by us. Comment, you know what I'm saying? Throw some comments down, you know. In the on our YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying? And keep tuning in, man. Keep on showing us love, dog. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Man, yo, I gotta put y'all on game, man. Did anybody see the body slam on a police officer, man?
Bro, I saw a dude straight gay fam the ultimate suplex.
I've never seen nobody suplex
Undertaker type shit.
A police officer, dog.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that
either,
though.
A straight officer of the law.
Straight cranium status, though.
Yeah.
Like, he straight, like...
He almost broke dude's fucking
he
neck.
He almost destroyed...
I thought dude was gonna get up and blam his ass.
That's what I thought, too. But he had got up and just hit, bro, with the taser and
shout
shit.
Out to the dickhead who got body slammed and didn't shoot.
I'm so surprised that he got up, though. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought he was down for
I thought
count,
he
though.
Was down, bro.
I thought
because
he was knocked
he,
out.
He straight... He fucked dude up, but I guess when you just got your that adrenaline pumping
hard, he stumbled getting up.
He did,
but he was, you know what? It's like he was knocked out, but he was like adrenaline was going through his blood,
right?
And my nigga was like, you know what? I got this fucking taser gun. Let me shoot this.
Yeah. He got his ass, didn't he? Though, bro.
Yeah,
He straight took his ass down real quick, dog.
Yeah, which kind of brings us to the moral of this story. You kind of gotta watch people out here. Some people, like my dog, is ready to body slam your ass. And it's a lot of... Hey, we are... I told y'all the story.
Ready to body slam you.
If you ain't heard the story about dude with the nunchucks, I don't know which episode, but check out our old stuff so you can hear that story.
Yeah, check out that old stuff.
It's a mad motorist out here.
Oh, yeah, the nunchuck story, dog. The nunchuck story is hilarious.
Man, dude's been to kill me with nunchucks.
Yeah, bro. He's straight.
I got back in the truck and though. Total girl, let's get the
let's get the fuck out of here. Never, you never seen no shit like that. That's some movie style shit. Huh?
If somebody pull nunchucks out on you, they about to.
That's some Jackie Chan Rumble in the Bronx.
But yo,
it's
another video floating out there, man, of the mad motorist who, hey, he straight. I guess dude was on a motorcycle with his girl. Hey, he straight walked up to dude and straight stole him. I'm talking about you heard the camera get punched.
Yeah, though, dog. It sounds like he hit the camera like a motherfucker.
He told
but
him
did dude have a GoPro on his helmet, you think?
Yeah, but you saw his fist right here.
Yeah. His fist straight clumped that mom.
Yo, y'all gotta check out the Mad Motorist.
Yeah, man, check out the Mad Motorist video, dog. We do see a lot of like World Star videos, or like how they used to do the Vines back in the day. Twitter. So we see like a lot of shit coming through Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and stuff all like that. So man, we always just keeping like our ears and eyes open to a lot of shit that's going on, and that's where we gather our news from.
You know,
we
bring it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we told y'all that on episode one, man.
Yeah, episode one, two, three, four.
Like, another thing you don't do is hang out the motherfucking car.
Ride down highway. 70, man. It's a video going around right now. It was a guy riding down. If y'all from St. Louis, y'all know where Highway 70 is. But if you tuning in and you're not from St. Louis, Highway 70 is one of our major highways here in the
where
town.
Where you bound to get shot.
It goes down on Highway 70 because it passes through so many different areas around the town. You're going to
pass
saying?
Through two cars shooting at each other.
Yeah, possibly, yeah, possibly, bro.
Yeah. Whether you on the north, because 70 go from the north to the south. Yeah.
All the way to North County. Yeah, to North County down there and shit. Yeah.
Don't hang out the fucking window.
Don't hang out the window. This man was hanging out the window. It's like, fam was hanging out the window as if he was on the street, though. I ain't never seen a nigga hanging out the window on the highway.
It looked like something, like, hit him, though. That
you think they probably, like, ran into, like, a box or something, bro, and that shit. Burst straight.
That was, damn.
My dude just... He fell out that mugger straight, rolled though.
Man, that quality like and it was then, going at least 60
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and then another. Oh, I know he hurt, bro, because he didn't have a shirt on, bro.
My nigga got scabs.
Yeah, he straight hurt right now, dog. Like, come on, man. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, man.
And that's why you always leave a note. Hey, have you ever watched that show, Arrested Development, bro?
Yeah,
bro. That's funny, a hilarious man. Show. Good writing, bro. I like to watch anything that has good writing. Like, it's very clever how they piece shit together. Because it's like, it's dope when you can watch something and it's like, you might be watching episode 10 of season 3. But they giving clues from something that happened in season 1, episode 3. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's piecing together over time. So I think shit like that is pretty cool, so... If you guys haven't checked out Arrested Development, go and check Arrested Development out, because that's one of my favorite shows right now and shit. But also, did you see the video of the officer, bro, that was straight just like riding down the street and
blaming
though?
Man.
So they said that he was chasing down two murder suspects, and I guess he was calling for backup. But where the mistake, and then this happened in Las Vegas too, and you also know what else happened in Las Vegas.
Well, you know what happens in Las Vegas.
Stays in Las Vegas. So we shouldn't even be seeing any of this shit.
That cop should have. He spilled the beans, man.
Yeah, he did. No, dog.
No, he had a body cam on there.
Yeah, he had a body cam. That's what fucked him in the first place. And then it's just like, you know, like we were just saying, too, we understand, like, the job detail of a cop. So it's like when people be like, oh, we give cops a hard time and all this down and forth. We understand they have a risky job, you know what I'm saying? Because once again, we was just talking about a nigga that pulled up with some nunchucks. So it's like, I can't imagine being a cop and having to come across a motherfucker who just happened to be a nutcase today.
Look, a firefighter fights fire. A motherfucking police officer is supposed to fight crime. So if it's a criminal out there, that's just the fact that it's criminals that exist.
Facts.
So you probably need some motherfuckers to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fight the criminals?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, that superhero Grand Theft Auto shit, man.
Yeah.
Shooting out the window on school zones and shit.
Yeah.
Liable to.
Yeah, yeah. Dude shot killed, straight through the windshield, though. He shot through the windshield. But I didn't see them shooting at him. So it's like, that's another thing, too. It's like, if they were shooting at you, then I would understand why you was busting. But at the same time, though, you chasing down the street where that shit looked like some movie shit. Like, this shit really looked like some...
It is some movie shit. Like,
you
know what's weird? Because every time I say that's like some movie shit, man, I seen so much shit that, like, I don't know why I always relate it to a movie when the only thing that's going on is that movies are getting it from real
life. From real life, exactly.
So like, but when I see this shit in real life, man,
it just be like, whoa, way, shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, wow, this is where the movie get the shit
from.
Yeah,
that's where the movie got it from.
Yeah, man.
Do you think movies pull shit from, like, like science too. You know what I'm saying?
A good director should, you know, a good director should pull it from all like different angles, man.
Yeah.
And I think, man, they do, man, shit.
Perhaps. Like the movie Aliens, did they really pull that from Aliens or did they pull that shit out their ass?
They pulled it out their ass. Straight. I'm gonna say pull the rabbit straight out their ass. Right, right. By the tail, dog. So the football season is coming up, all you
football-loving Americans, dog. For a second, it seemed like, wasn't America, I mean, football becoming, like, America's biggest sport? Because at first, remember, they would say that baseball was America's biggest sport. That was, like, America's pastime. Our
favorite pastime, because baseball is, right?
Yeah, yeah. So is baseball still the favorite pastime? Because it seemed like football was overcoming it for a second.
Do you think Papa John's fucked football?
Yeah, Papa John's fucked it up, head ass boy.
Hey, do y'all think Papa John's fucked it up?
Yeah, he did, dog. Straight up, bro. He teamed up with my dude Peyton Manning, dog. Straight up, dog. But it's like, how can you be Papa John and you just got
and
like
fuck up Papa John's
and fucked up bro. Papa John's though, bro?
Like, how do you get your face scrubbed from your own pizza, dog? My nigga made this pizza and his face was on the box. They're like, nah, bro.
We straight got to get dude out of her and shit. Like, yeah, they went to the drawing board, new marketing scheme and shit.
Better ingredients, better pizza, but that's not the case when you fucking got some racism splashed and sprinkled on top of it.
Because could dude potentially have just been like a massive dickhead, dog?
Sounds like he was a prick.
Straight prick, though. So what they say, so
he
it was like
using the N-word.
So did they already speculate that he was using it, or he just came out with just like, yeah, I use the N-word sometimes as well, like type shit.
It's okay. Is it like you remember when Hulk Hogan
head ass
said it?
Yeah, he was just apologizing, dog.
Yeah, I don't get no sense of any apology from Papa John. Papa John looked like the dude who will call you a nigger, and then like.
Yeah, I said
and be like,
it.
You know what I mean?
Fuck it. You know
and
what I mean?
Get on TV and be like, I'm not going to apologize for it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, like, yeah, man. Shout out to, is it France or France, dog?
France.
Je ne sais pas.
Bonjour.
Alexander.
C'est oui, oui.
It's
like I just imagine a nigga with an ultra thin ass mustache. Like,
bro, and shout out to you, the Frenchman, man.
Yeah, shout out to France, man. We coming to see y'all real soon, baby. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
We on the way, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go to a barbershop and be like, one of these, please.
Yeah, you heard me.
Straight, like Luigi, dog.
Straight curl my motherfucking mustache up, bro.
And straight. Oh,
God, but shout out to France for they won the World Cup, right?
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
They won the World Cup, so that was ill. And that's crazy, bro. You won the World Cup.
They
won
the World Cup, man. They beat
the World Cup. You beat
Brazil,
the world, nigga, to win this shit.
Croatia, motherfucking Mexico, Iran.
They beat
a lot of good
teams.
They
beat old boy mama and them and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And then, but what was they protesting over, though? Like, they got protests going on out there in France right now. And these motherfuckers are meaning business, bro.
That was a bad protest, man.
That was crazy, man.
Unfortunately, I don't know what the protest was about.
Yeah. Could they be on some no justice, no peace type shit over there?
In
France?
We? No, because we is yes in French.
So, no. No is no everywhere, ain't it?
No is everywhere, yeah. No means no, bro.
Yeah.
Even
perhaps
it don't matter if you're Mexican, African, motherfucking Australian, you're gonna be like, no. I don't want that shit. So you better put some water up on that shit.
Have you ever had to put water on cereal, bro?
Yeah, but then you know I was like, fuck, I'm just gonna eat this shit dry like.
Yeah, might as well, bro. Straight up, you might as well throw that shit in the motherfucking
bag. Some people straight give you the ugly face, bro. You say I eat dry cereal, bro. Some people look at you like,
I like dry cereal, kid.
Yeah, fuck off, man.
Then you get you some Raisin Bran Crunch. Raisin Bran Crunch, hella good. Honey Nut Cheerios, hella good.
Get the snack on.
Yeah, it's a snack, nigga.
Throw that shit in one of those.
That's the thing.
Man.
A lot of people don't know how to snack, bro. That's what it is.
Hey, yo, get your health.
Get
up,
your
man.
Snack on, B.
We're fucking with all the motherfucking. Bro, I heard Twinkie got a new cupcake. I can't relate. That's my favorite movie.
It reminds me of the time, bro. So we got a homeboy named Gene, right? And our friend Gene, bro, is like a straight alcoholic, bro. You know, love Gene to death, but Gene is that dude that wakes up and cracks a beer as if it was orange juice. You know what I'm saying?
Like beer-holic.
Straight pure beer-holic. But let him get on some Amsterdam or something too, and then he'll.
Nah, you're right, my nigga. It's more than beer.
Hey,
Gene, the type of homeboy, man, who, like, right before he smashed, he, like, complimenting you, bro.
Let's go get on some ladies, y'all straight best friends. Yeah, bro, let's go get some booze. As soon as he get drunk, man. You the wackest nigga alive to do this shit.
You don't get no women.
Yeah, you don't be getting no women, man.
You don't be getting no pussy, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Straight up, man. You a lame.
Yeah, you a lame.
You be like, damn, bro. I thought this was friends.
He'll pull out the shit that is like super personal too. He'll be like, yeah, man.
He'll borderline have you whooping ass. He'll
have you on shit. You straight want to whoop dude ass, bro.
I'm in the beach.
Yeah, I'm straight about the beach ass, bro. Get you a wedgie and shit, bro.
But nah, that's just
yeah, that's my nigga though, bro.
That's my dog.
But Jane straight. One time we was just making fun of him, dog, because the homie Mac always make fun of Jane for drinking Bud Ice and shit. And so, you know, it was his birthday. We was like, Jane, you want a Bud Ice for your birthday? He was like, nigga, that ain't the only beer I drink, nigga. He was straight just like, he like all Budweiser products, though, bro. Like, this nigga straight knows that I guess he gets a catalog and knows how.
I think we had asked him, we was like, what's your favorite beer? And then was you like, is it Bush? Is it Budweiser? And my nigga was like, I like all of their products.
Yeah, I like all of their products. For real. My nigga knows about if they got cakes coming out. He knows when they get the memorabilia hats coming in. You know what I'm saying? When they got specific tours going on at the factory and shit, he knows about all the new products that's coming out and shit. He knows that they had the watermelon Rita. He knows that real soon it might be a Mandarin Orange Rita coming.
You know, you set that one up good.
Yeah, that's right. It's a man.
He know 1 month ahead. He know 1 month ahead.
It's like he likes all Budweiser products, bro. You got to watch out for this dude, man.
Man, now look, I got a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
So I'm trying to do it like my dog, man, and live my best life. You know what I'm saying?
Living my best life.
Living the best life.
I ain't running
around. We want to know, man. What is y'all motherfucking mid-year 2018 resolution update?
Yeah, what's the resolution update, man?
Yo,
what did you say at the beginning of the year and was like, man, by the end of this year, I'm going to have this going on.
We just want to know.
Because we halfway through the year and, yeah, it's real shit. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm banking that half of you motherfuckers still sitting on your ass.
Sitting on your ass. Looking dumbfounded. Still trying to get it together. Because it's like what they say, like January was like the trial month and shit. So it's like, we in July now. Or y'all niggas still in trial period, bro? Or hey, y'all got it cracking? Because I'm going to be 100. I feel like this is my first time ever where it feels like I've actually done the shit that I said I wanted to do.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, guys.
And all of you who haven't, get your shit together.
Get your shit together, man.
Be for real, man.
Yeah.
We're going to pump you up.
Rev you up.
Hey, get your verb on. Get your verb on.
Pump you up. Rev you up.
Does anybody remember those commercials, man? Back in like, I don't know, a little while ago, I used to see commercials, bro, about verb. And it'd be like, verb, it's what you do. And then they have people doing different shit.
Though. Yeah.
Hey, get your verb on,
get your
man.
Verb on,
because it's what you do.
Get some action in this motherfucker. Get this
straight up, man.
Get your action on, dog. Get your verb on.
And
bro.
Live your best life, man.
Them commercials back in the day used to be so whack. Like, I was watching some old commercials the other day, and it was about, like, how they used to just trip us out on, like, this is your brain on drugs. Like, this is your brain on pot. And it's just, like, and these niggas would be just doing the dumbest shit. Like, fam, you really pulled the gun out the closet and blasted your homeboy. Like,
my dude hit the joint. and then went deranged.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, I mean, was that, what was that shit laced with, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, they put some Sherm in your shit or something, bro? Because, nigga, I done hit the weed many times and has never thought about murking my homeboy.
I think if you get more THC in your system, you're not gonna eat. Let's just say, like, if me and you was beef, man. Hey, look, a side note, man, you, motherfuckers just gotta chill out, man. It's hot out here, it's, you know what I'm saying, hot. In the summertime, man. And these crime rates are shooting up because motherfuckers hot. I get it.
Yeah, niggas ain't got no AC in the whip and shit.
Get some THC in their system, man. I bet if you puff the tree a little bit or eat a fucking weed brownie
and drink you a mandarin orange Rita, you gonna be straight.
Blame nobody.
Yeah, you ain't gonna blame nobody. And then another thing too, some people might be deprived of sex as well, bro.
Well, that's a good point, cuz. Cuz I ain't gonna lie, man. If you go without sex, man,
you're an angry motherfucker, man.
Yeah, dog. And if you stay in the hood, yeah. Y'all wanna know why they say the hood will take you under? It's because, like we said before, you'll be doing your own motherfucking thing, and then trouble will come knocking your way. For example,
straight knocking on your door. Shit.
Me and bro, man. One time, man, we was walking out the crib, man, and our big cousin who was like. He our big cousin, but he a small ass dude.
Yeah.
So we already walk out. We at the car. We waiting on little cuz. I mean, big cuz. And it was some dude in the apartment complex or whatever that we came out of. And he was basically talking shit to my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And yo, we was going to let that shit slide. I was. But the dude who was talking shit to my cousin started talking shit to my bro. And I was
looking at, he was on some, like, because you with this nigga.
Yeah, and I'm already knowing, like, you know, bro don't play that shit, man. We don't do no woofing, man. Like, man, yeah, it's kill to be killed. It's, you know, I'm going to have to punch you in your face, bro. Yeah. Shit, I'm not going to let you punch. So anyway, man, that's just the moral of the story. Like, you can be doing your own. We had to kick that dude ass. Straight up.
Y'all roughed
him up. We had to kick that dude ass, man.
Did y'all rough him up, though, dog? Like,
oh, yeah. We rough. But hey, bro put the rough hands, up, though, bro, man. Put the hands on him. I mean, bro was punching dude while he was running into the house. Bro running behind him, punching him, right? Bro ran into the crib. Dude ran into, still punching him. And then next thing I know, bro getting pushed out, and it's like 30 motherfuckers coming out of there. And then next thing I know, we in the stairway and shit. Like, it's a whole bunch of shit going on. Motherfuckers yelling at each other. Some girls spray some mace and shit. Man, we upstairs. We got the motherfucking AKs and shotguns, man. And those dudes come up to the door. This is how shit goes down in the hood. Like, we probably would have had a situation, man, yeah. But it got diffused.
Yeah. By the grace of God, it got diffused too, bro.
Don't let the hood bring you
under. Don't let the hood bring you under, ladies and gents.
And also, be careful who you play basketball with.
Yes, because you might end up getting fouled and want to call the police on this guy, dog.
So what was that? I heard about it, but I ain't see it. Like, what happened, man?
So it's a guy playing basketball against a white man and shit like that.
Black dude, white dude.
Black dude, white dude. You know, I hate that it's living just in seem man. Like it's just, we just keep seeing this shit in the media or whatever it is. And it's like, of course, I understand why they putting these stories out there to get on some divide and conquer type shit too, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it was just whack that, yeah, dude was playing basketball against guy, dog. He hit him with a hard foul. And, you know, the man felt, I guess he felt threatened by it.
He fouled him. So he assaulted him.
Yeah, basically, and he called the police on him. But I don't know anything about, you know, the guy getting charged or anything. But like somebody said, though, they was like, you know, you people that are quick to call the police, man, they should start charging you motherfuckers for playing on the police phone and shit. Because y'all calling them over some shit that ain't serious, bro.
Man, it was a recent video, man, the CVS manager, man.
CVS manager, bro. Oh, my God. This
dude had like a... He probably had like a condition, like
Parkinson's.
He was shaking. My dude was shaking too.
Yeah, I was like, "Damn, is you that nervous head ass? Like, you ain't never had to. You never had to do that shit, huh?"
Dude never met a black woman. Or something? What the fuck is wrong with that dude?
Anyway? I don't know. I guess he felt the wrath of an intimidating black woman. You know how some black women be so intimidating,
bro. Hey, some of you black ladies, man. Hey,
I love my sisters, man. I love black women, bro. But some of y'all are some intimidating creatures, cause.
Because y'all strong women, man, and a lot of motherfuckers just don't know how to handle it.
And then at the same time, too, they'll make it hard for you to handle it. You know what I'm saying? And you'll just be like, just go ahead and calm down. Right.
You mad at me because I'm strong.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and calm down. I'm strong. We can work this out.
Yeah, bro. Motherfuckers got the game, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Women like this, though, Hayes, bro. I see way too many videos online where, like, these racist people are here literally fucking with black women. And I'm so tired of it. I really am, because it's like, bro, that's a woman, bro.
It's a woman, at the end of the day. I think about it, too. Like, it's a person at the end of the day, because I don't like to see nobody just getting fucked with her. Or bullied or any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people should just be able to just live life, bro, and just move forward. I don't think it should constantly be something where people like pride or womanhood or manhood has to constantly be in question. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker got to constantly get fucked with by somebody. People still be out here trying to see if a person soft or not, or if they got hard or not, or you just trying your hardest to piss somebody off. It's just like a... Like, bro, like, it's some people out here that straight, like, kill you for that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll straight take that shit that much further. If we see what happened with, like, Columbine, you see what happened with these kids shooting up these schools and shit, and that's just like, yeah.
I think they got mental illnesses.
That'd be a thing, too, yeah.
We had mentioned that before, like, as a collective, like, a country, man, you got people with, like, actual, like, mental illness, and you just let them walk around and
it's
like, or you lock them up, which is fucked up too, because you know, a prison system isn't a mental health institution. You can't just lock somebody up and not get them any.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of people talking about lately, and it's a good point as well. I've been seeing a lot of people talking about how us as black people naturally just have PTSD because of the way that we've came up, you know what I'm saying? Just things that we've had to see or grow up around and shit like that. And so it's just like, you won't really trip off of it but it is.
People won't believe you if you say that you... Where we grew up, man, was equivalent to a war zone, man. Especially, like...
Exactly.
I mean, one time, man, when the power went off, man, that shit was like... I mean, it was like a war zone, because shit...
It was dark over there.
You got police fucking with people, man. You got motherfuckers, like, ready to blam your ass, man.
Blam.
I mean, shit, I know we was little dudes, man. And
yeah, because it's like, when you think about shit like that, bro, think about, like, if you're a kid, bro, already getting, like, having to get accustomed to something that's very similar to something where these dudes that are going to war and across, like, you know what I'm saying, in Iraq and shit. You a kid experiencing this shit in your neighborhood, though? You know what I'm saying?
Like, crazy. In the inner city or in the hood, because it's so neglected and poverty-ridden, they let it go into chaos. So, yes, it's like a war zone. You will walk outside, you will see a motherfucker shoot out. You will see a motherfucker, like, get ran over. Or you will see a motherfucker, like, get their ass whooped or something.
Yeah, get their ass whooped, robbed, all that type of shit.
And why would you...
See people shooting up drugs
you see
and all that type of shit. That's a lot of shit to trip off of when you a kid, bro.
Yeah, bro. And it's a teenager or whatever, young adult. Like, that shit... How come you discredit that and said that they can't lead...
Yeah, how come that can't lead to mental you know what I'm saying? That leads to it as well, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is because, you know, they do want to say that... It's already bad enough that us as black people, we probably won't even try to diagnose that within ourselves either. And that's why a lot of us don't like to go to, like, therapy and shit like that. But also, them motherfuckers is making it seem like y'all really ain't got no problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real.
I think some people out there, some of our viewers, you probably know, like, you know, don't... You know your story, so if you stressed about something, man... Shit, man, get therapy for that shit, man. If it's something that stresses you,
talk to somebody. And more importantly, always try to think positive, guys.
Yeah.
Straight up. And speaking of positivity, Now it's time for the positivity interlude. My creative juices are flowing.
Spider tingling.
Yeah.
Senses are tingling. Bad bitch, I'm mingling. Know what I'm saying? You dig it?
Hey.
Now feel it.
Hey.
Watch your boy kill it.
Kill it. Kill
R.I.P.
I'm about to rip it, hey, I'm about to split it, yeah, I'm about to flip it. All these bitch ass niggas saying that I wouldn't rip it, and I'm about to get the clip and fuck your fucking bitch, hey, I'm about to,
Most of you boys not hard, Alpo gon' pull your cord. Come out the front door,
Boulevard. Hit you with a car, cause I'm a fucking star. So don't you fucking start, you weak ass niggas. Y'all be steady dissing, but y'all don't be coming to my face with that ripping, because I'm on another motherfucking mission. Hey,
walk up into the building, teeth glistening.
Oh,
iced out wrist, feet chains.
Hey, but did you listen? Did you pay attention? Hey, check out the houses niggas renting. Now we bout to own some shit, because I'm on some shit. Nigga, I'm on some shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit.
Watch the tech. Watch the pump.
Get not you wet.
And leave you in a slump.
Hey, in a slump. In a motherfucking lump.
And I'm about to rip it.
Hey.
And I know you about to kill it, because I'm coming through, and I'm about to...
Hell nah, dog. On some straight Busta Rhymes shit, dog. Positivity interlude, man.
R.I.P., baby.
R.I.P.
Cardi.
So, yeah, man. You know, I forgot to mention at the top of the episode and shit that this weekend is my birthday, man. Straight Saturday, July 21st, cancer season. We in the building. And at the end of this episode, too, I'm also world premiering my new single, Supreme Stuntin'. So... y'all tune in for that, man, because it's going down.
It's going to be some hot fire.
It's going to be some hot fire. Yeah. Don't think just because you listen to the positivity in our movie, be like, man, this nigga can't fucking rap, man. This dude is fucking wet. Hey, yeah, shut the fuck up, my nigga. I actually know how to rap my ass off, nigga.
Man,
but
put them
on. Fuck, I ain't explaining shit to you punk motherfuckers. Straight up, bro.
Man, tell them, put them on the music. Hey, man, you know what I learned about music?
Yeah. Tell me all about it, Jim Brown.
Okay, it affects your limbic system, yo.
The limbic system.
Yeah.
The limbic system can incite, like, your emotions, your sex drive, your all that shit, man.
That's hella dope.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just like, we got all these different systems, as we mentioned before, in our body, right?
Right.
So when you listen to some songs... it's actually affecting your limbic system. So it's influencing you. So, yo, all you music makers out there, man.
Music makers, music lovers.
We want to know who's your influence.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What was the first what's the first instrument you played and shit?
What was the song that made you comp some feels?
Well, literally, what was the first instrument you played, bruh, growing up?
The first instrument?
Instrument, yeah.
Bruh, when I was a little kid, like 4.
Mm-hmm.
I had a band, and I was inspired by
the MC Icy Hots, right?
You
real nigga shit, man.
that's a hard ass name. MC Icy Hots, man. I was a little kid, man, and I was inspired by the drum line they used to be playing in the hood and shit.
At Malafi?
Nah, that'd be, they used to be right off of the Tony, man. The Tony and
30, right there.
Right, like...
at the school.
They used to be right behind my crib. Like,
oh, you said the Tony and 39th. Okay.
Yeah. I grew up on Shaw 39th. I'd be in the backyard, and then I'll look across into the other backyard, and that's where the drum line used to practice at.
Nah, that's hard.
Yeah, and I was playing drums since.
Yeah, my dad had started DJing up there at Malanfi School and shit, and he used to teach band up there and shit back in the day, bro. So,
word.
Like, yeah, we got, like, family history over there.
That's hard.
In the Shaw neighborhood, too. Yeah, that's how
your music is. Yo, dude is a plethora.
He is a plethora, man. Shout out my old dude and shit, man.
Dude, shout out, man.
My pops texted me the other day. He was mad and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was hot because they had a meme going on around on Facebook where it was saying, like, text your parents and ask them.
Oh, yeah.
Just be on some, you know, saying like, hey, you know, mom, dad,
can you
pay all my bills and shit? Because
you named me or some shit like that.
Yeah, I didn't ask to be her and shit, you know. And it's like, so see what the hell they say and shit. You already know black parents ain't going for that shit. You know what I'm saying? They like, nigga, please.
You get going off on
immediately. Yeah, immediately, bro. They straight let your ass have it. Like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? Like, my mama show was like, nigga, you supposed to be paying my shit now. I'm like, damn, kid. Like, straight up, my pops took it all the way wrong. He was like, nigga, why the fuck you playing on my shit like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, dog.
Like,
I can't, yeah, you hear me? I can't even crack a like, joke with my man, dog.
It's fucked up, a joke turned to a real
Yeah, a joke straight turned into some serious shit. I was like, damn, my nigga, man.
it backfired
on me and shit. I was trying to lighten dude up and shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get him to smile like, haha, my son want to crack jokes. He like, nah, nigga, I ain't got time for jokes, nigga. Like, my nigga super gangster. You know, my pop's one of them niggas where I feel like if my pops was in the Purge or something, he'll be out here straight slaying shit.
A Purge? If it was a Purge, what would you do during a Purge, man?
What would I do during a Purge? See, people always, like, when you see the movies and shit, and this is because, you know, they do have a new Purge in theaters now, the first Purge and shit. So that's in theaters now, so that's what posed this question. You know, what would you do if you were in the Purge, if it was real and shit? I don't know. I would have to probably have a serious vendetta with someone that's just automatically get a murder, but
the thing is, if you got a vendetta with somebody during the Purge, that motherfucker probably like...
On top of your head too, though.
On top of your head or on somebody else. It's like everybody's on everybody.
Yeah, everybody on everybody. Like, so yeah, especially especially if I know a nigga like... He got smoke with me, but I ain't really got smoke with bruh. And man, probably you do take that opportunity to let his ass have it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I think that shit go to like willpower and shit too. Like, who knows? But I mean, is this shit? That shit ain't real though, is it? Like the Purge and shit.
Nah, it ain't real. But if it was, I just not fuck with anybody that night. Like, yo, you.
Yeah.
You can blast me
like
right
my
now.
Like on the actual first movie of the Purge and shit, they had like the good ass security system in their house and shit, you know, and they locked up and boarded up everything. Like, people straight get prepared for that shit. It's like, that's crazy, bro. You look out your window and just seeing everybody running rampant, bro. It's
man,
dark
got,
and shit.
Got doomsday preppers out here, man, with they racks up, man.
Yeah, they do. They got those. What you call them, bro?
Food for like 6 more months and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Food,
but you know, that's because they take the. They take that opportunity to go do that, like, you know what I'm saying? They actually go do that shit. They actually go buy all that food and shit, you know what I'm saying? They might actually take into, like, you know, if it's, like, the government, like, trying to scare people with, like, say, how everybody was freaking out when it was, like, Y2K and shit, so motherfuckers went and bought all that shit.
I got a question, man, going off of this.
Yeah.
It seems to me, man, like, it's a whole bunch of talk about aliens all of a sudden, and, like, or maybe this has been the case, and that's, like, how they get some funding. But it's, like, are you not noticing this? Internationally, it seems to be, like, a lot of talks between governments with, like, did they find out that life exists somewhere and we don't know it yet? And only, like, the military.
You talking about this shit right now?
It just seemed to me, man, like, it's been a big push towards, like, this space shit, man. And it's, like, yo,
is this another reason why we got Space Command, bro?
Well, you know, shit be classified, then it don't go public until like 10 years after the fact. Right. So it's like, why are y'all spending all this fucking money on this alien shit? Y'all keep talking about it like y'all seen something. You know?
Yeah, type shit. They about did though. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, they say the aliens came centuries ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, they said that aliens came in like the days of Egypt and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? When that shit was really rocking like that.
Well, it's hard, man. Like, I think about some of the ancient technology, right?
Yeah.
And some of it can be replaced. Like, some of it just got lost in time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much, man, that you can do out here that they knew that we don't know now. So it's like lost ancient technology. But some of that shit, to say that it came from aliens, I don't know, y'all.
Yeah, because it's like, you think about it, like, where people just, like, ultimately just much more fans, or was they just throwing shit out at the dark, just guessing shit? Or, you know, like, they were really having to count stones type shit, you know what I'm saying? And then the line, they didn't do the math with how that shit works with the, what's in the universe. It's like, that's some wild shit.
The only reason I don't believe that alien shit and alien technology and shit is because it's like, all right, y'all motherfuckers came here, like, you know, 1,000 years ago when, like, man was just, like, shaving the first spear or whatever.
Type shit.
We really had shit to give y'all in exchange. So why would you give some motherfuckers who, some troglodytes who really don't know shit?
Some straight troglodytes.
some straight troglodytes.
You straight bopped that one.
Yeah, I hit him with it.
Yeah, you hit him with it, bro.
You caveman got you straight got some cavemen. It's like, look, you trying to talk to these motherfuckers. Nigga, you this motherfucking flying spaceship. And they don't even know how to, like, drive a car.
Yeah, yeah, they don't know nothing about, like, whipping no wheel, period.
This
logic,
you know what I'm saying? Trying to get
anywhere, yo. Yeah. But what's the reason for just even kicking a bunch of bullshit to people? Because they know some dumbasses just going to soak it up, you know what I'm saying? Perhaps.
In my mind, I do not know.
Straight up done. Because some of this shit do be just like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like, yo, space? Yeah. Do you realize how big this is called space? Because that means the space that's between one place and
extra
another.
Large, and that's what I think.
Yeah, bro. I'm not traveling throughout space, bro. My just body ain't there. Made for that shit. I'm going to want to go back to Earth and, like, live like a normal human life and barbecue or hot dogs.
Type shit. You hear me? Straight. You just out in that motherfucker.
I'm just straight out stuck in space. I'm going to get so fucking mad. I'm gonna be like, bro, I want to go home right now. And that shit, like, how many light years away from me?
The hell is till you get back to the crib and shit, bro. You gonna get back to the crib. Your kids straight fucking got grandkids now. You be like, damn, bro, I've been out here for the hell is, dog. Like, for real, because it's like, I think they say sometimes, like, the concepts of, like, space and time change out there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, and dark, what's the shit called? Cause this light can't escape it, bro. Dark hole.
Yeah, dark black hole, dark hole. Dark. They got dark a white holes. Hole. I know that shit too.
Whatever the one that, like, light can't escape it, dark hole.
Perhaps that might be it.
You got that shit out there too, right?
Yeah.
So why ain't
it's all
why
shit out there though?
So why ain't these motherfuckers talking about
my nigga Orion's belt? No.
You spent $10 million on a spaceship to try to travel to another galaxy, but then your silly ass got swallowed up.
Straight,
get the fuck out!
Like, hey, you straight got engulfed.
They killing me with this shit. Some of it, man. Like, I know you guys are smart, but we smart too, man. It's like, we logical.
Yeah,
let's put two and two together, man. We got certain elements that just won't be possible out there, like.
Yeah,
we only got so many elements here on Earth that just can't.
What if they get mad at you when you straight trying to question this shit? They just be like, "Look, motherfucker, it is this way because I said it is this way."
Like,
I stomped you. That's what it was, nigga. I asked you some shit that you ain't even.
You in space right now, man, trying to figure out.
Yeah, you shit, trying to. Like, yeah, you trying to figure it out. So you
trying to figure it
you
out.
You lightweight just kicking bullshit. Like, I think this is what it was, you know what I'm saying? And it's straight just like, yeah, nigga straight gonna believe this shit.
Okay, so I got a controversial question then.
Yeah, hit me.
We got a lot of astronauts that go out to space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of images of Earth. And the motherfucker is clearly round, right?
Right.
But then you got a lot of people who say the Earth flat, so, like, if we look at the same pictures that we get from space that show, like, you know, a circle, is it really just like are we looking at like a flat ass, like, like,
yeah, that's what I was wondering, like, too, bro. I was straight
just
like,
I'm looking at,
yeah, that shit, like, what the fuck does that look like, bro? Like, the Earth flat?
Is it,
like,
flat, bro? And if I'm seeing it from the images that I see from outer space, which to me kind of verifies that it is circular, like,
yeah.
Am I just looking? I'm confused.
Yeah, it's like, you're confused as fuck. It's like, yeah, bro. So it's like, what if you went to space and you straight outside of Earth and it's straight just like, damn, that shit straight just look like a TV screen in this whole place.
Straight. 2D ass Earth.
Yeah, you heard me. Like,
You fly into that motherfucking shit, man. It's straight up, dog. Come on, like. Yeah, that's the, I don't know what to believe about that shit. Like,
yo, man, if you like the pod, man,
like, subscribe, comment, man. Straight up, we appreciate you, man. Continue to share, continue to grow with us, man.
And get your resolution shit popping, man.
There's always time, man, to get it together, dog. As long as God blessing you with it, another day to wake up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You get another opportunity to be better than who you was the day before, man.
You heard?
Straight up. And in the meantime, check out my new single, man. Haze Money, Supreme Stunning.
World premiere.